Hello, my dear. What is it? You said you wanted to talk to me. Yeah, I have noticed that you seem to have a lot on your mind lately, and that you have been quite busy. I'm not sure exactly doing what. Doing some soul searching, maybe? Yes, I know you said that you were a dominant person, but yet you are here speaking with me and finding yourself looking at the things I write, the things I say, and the occasional, or maybe not so occasional, pictures. And you know that there's always a certain perspective here. So you wanted to explore this maybe a little bit more. Oh yes, I noticed that you have always been good and respectful when speaking to me. And I really, really appreciate this, my dear. Come a bit closer. Come on, I know you can be good. Come here, sit next to me. No, I don't want you to put your head on my lap. Don't get cocky. I want you to give me a hand. And such a nice hand it is. Let me caress it. So, I can tell you have been working a lot. And does it make you nervous when I'm holding your hand and stroking it? No, not that, but I can feel your pulse and it's racing. Give me a hand, come here. Just a little kiss on your palm. Oh, now your pulse is even faster. You are adorable. You are a cute little prince, aren't you? Now you see, you don't always have to label everything. And I personally think that there isn't such a thing as natural submission or dominance in anybody tied to any outward things like gender or identification or job or whatever. No, just explore what feels good and right to you. You can be a dominant, of course. And you can be also feel submissive from time to time. And I think that you like to feel submissive with me. And you want to explore this. Am I right? That's it? Oh, so cute, really. No, I'm not making fun of you. I mean it. I like it when you're being cute. It's quite adorable. I like it. I like your strength. And I like the way you embrace this side of you. I think it's healthy. I think it's good. Good for you and also good for me. We can do a little bit of a test if you want to trust me. Is it all right with you? Nothing too wild. Don't worry, I'm just helping you explore a little bit. So, is it okay for you if I touch your shoulder? Yes? Now, I would like you to take off your shirt for me. And your pants, for that matter. Good boy. Good. Show me your smooth skin. Let me touch your neck. I like the way you feel. I can tell you're freshly shaved. It's beautiful. Good, good. Now, let me take a look at your chest. Also quite smooth. I like the way your skin feels, my dear. You're really a pretty prince, aren't you? Good. Now, You're doing very, very good. Letting me touch you, accepting me, sitting on your lap. Are you getting nervous? I haven't done anything yet. No, but you said you wanted to explore. So just so you know, if anything feels uncomfortable, you can tell me so. And we will use a traffic light system. You say yellow when you feel uncomfortable, if something is too intense. And if you want me to slow down or need me to slow down. And you say red when you need me to stop. But I don't think that you will use these words because, as I said, it's nothing wild. We are just exploring how it feels if you let go and give me the control. So, can you see this? Yes, the fabric is dirty. Do you know what it is? No, it's not a belt. Look closer. This, my dear, it's a collar. And I think when I put it on you like that. Good. And take the leash. You can come closer and I will pull you in right to my face. How does it feel? This light pull on your neck. My breath on your face. Is it nice? Such enticing lips. See? I'm just taking care of you. Nothing wrong with that, right? Feels good. Feels good to feel my weight on your thighs. Good. Now you will stay like this. Lean back a little bit. And I will stay on top of you. And this little leash here, oh, see, it can be fastened to the headpiece of this bed. Good. Oh, I like it when you're so obedient. Can you get up? No? Good. It's nice. I like to feel your body underneath mine. It feels good for me too. So, give me your hands again. Good. Good little prince. Come here. No, I'm not hurting you. Not much. So those go around your wrist and the other one. Nice and tight. And I am going to fasten them right above your head. Good. Now tell me, my sweet, sweet restrained prince. Is this good? Oh, I'm being still so, so gentle with you, but let's address the elephant in the room, or rather, the cock in your boxes. I can feel your throbbing, and I noticed a little detail. I'm seeing that you have a little wet spot here. Are you leaking? Oh no, I'm just caressing you because I find it cute when you leak. I find it sexy. In fact, I want you to leak for me every time you hear me whisper into your ear. I think we can get there. But now I'm going to take these boxes off you. Lift your hips for me. Good. Now look at you. You're being so hard, so needy. And I didn't even do anything to assert any dominance over you yet. Just told you to lean back, just restrained you a little bit. Just whispered into your ear. So, hardly doing anything. Just testing the the waters for you, aren't we? But I can tell you are very, very aroused for me. No, I don't like to get undressed right now. I want to keep my button-down shirt, my skirt, though I don't wear any leggings underneath it today, so you can feel my thighs pressing down on you. I'm just teasing you. Good. Now, I'm going to touch your cock with one hand and scratch over your tummy a little bit. Oh, did you flinch? Oh, but you like this. See these bright red marks? I'm marking you now. How does it feel when I'm scratching your chest and pumping your cock at the same time?